Time now on our pregame show to visit with Tom Cerruttori, head coach of the Beavers. Tom, that first period yesterday, wasn't a great first period for you guys. How much of that was you were just killing penalties for too much time?
Yeah, but that's on us. You know, penalties are on us, so it's all on us, and we got to own it. And, you know, it was a blizzard last night in the first period, and, you know, it was just too much, and, we couldn't dig our way out.
Obviously, each year is different. The penalty kill number last year wasn't where you want it to be. You gave up two power play goals in that first period. How much of that is just how many new pieces there are to the penalty kill and also your power play too?
Yeah, I mean, there's always new puzzle pieces. And, you know, you can sit there and look, it was a shot that we should have blocked. It hit short side, you know, Brnovic's goal. The first goal was just a miscue on the rush, and it was just kind of – it was a helpless play. He fans and he gets the puck through our guy. But it doesn't matter. The bottom line is the puck goes in the net. And you've got to prevent those types of things. And so that's, again, that's all on us. And, you know, our power play obviously got one last night, and we lost the special teams battle, and that was the result of the game was because of that.
Second period, obviously much better. How much of that, and, you know, Hollywood says it's all a rah-rah speech by the coaches at intermission, but how much of that is just guys just playing better?
Well, it's hockey. I just told the other guy that's hockey. So you've been doing this a long time right now, so to me, it's not even a question. You know, going into the second period, it was going to be different. It's just the way it's going to be. And we knew it was going to be that way. And, you know, our guys showed some resiliency there.
Logistically, what sorts of challenges does a home and home with game two on the road mean?
I don't know. I've never thought about it. We'll find. I'll probably be able to answer better tonight after the game to have a better determining factor on what, why, and how. But I don't know. You just play. So, again, never thought about it.
Are you still able to do all the video work and everything that you want to do and feel like you need to do?
Oh yeah, we didn't leave till 1 o'clock today, so no, I mean, it was just a normal Saturday morning, normal Saturday morning for us, Schultze. Same thing that we always do.
Special teams last night. How much is different with Issa being out?
Yeah, I mean, that's Issa's a loss. He's a good power play player. There's no question about that. And but what are you going to do? I mean, every team has injuries, and you just got to, you got to fill that void, and you got to play. Everybody else has to step up, and that's just part of the sport as well, Schultze.
Was that in practice this week or in the game on last Saturday?
No, it happened in practice on Tuesday.
Those hurt, don't they? I mean, injuries in a game are going to happen, but injuries in a practice just seem to be really even more deflating, aren't they?
They are, and there are no questions that they are. And it happens more in practice than it probably does in games, to be honest with you. And, no, it does. It's just a tough feeling for a coach, too, because you sit there as a coach and you take it personal and you sit there and say, gosh, maybe I shouldn't have ran that drill. And it's all you're doing is overthinking, but it's human nature. And, it's a tough one when things happen in practice, but there's nothing you can do about it. We just hope that we can get them back sooner than later.
More with Coach Cerruttori when we come back. Corner Bar pregame show on the Beaver Radio Network. Welcome back to our pregame show, part two with head coach Tom Cerruttori. Tom, after seeing how St. Cloud State attacked you guys yesterday, any changes, any major changes in what you guys wanted to do tonight?
No, we just want to execute better. We have to be a little quicker on our reads and, a little quicker on our plays, Schultze.
You and Kirkland both this week at Media Day said we want to play with more tempo, and that isn't always how fast you're skating. Can you elaborate on that a little bit, how every single factor can be quicker?
Well, it's puck pace. I like puck pace too. Everybody thinks of pace as far as being speed, but puck pace is probably more important than speed. And puck pace is just, again, when you get it, how quick you can move it to the right guy, a moving target, head up ice, making sure you're connected in groups of five, and those types of things, without getting too elaborate.
One would think that on Olympic-size ice, things happen slower. That isn't always the case, though, is it?
I don't know. It does usually happen slower. It's just a bigger rink, and if you protect the inside, a lot of the game can be played on the perimeter and the outside. But you got to really you got to use this ice sheet, and it's not easy to do. A lot of times, when you play on regulation ice, you still play this game on Olympic ice on regulation ice, and you can't. You got to utilize all 100 feet.
More and more teams are going away from it. That to me says the teams that are keeping it feel like it's good for them, and the fact that it's even more and more rare to play on it is even more and more of a challenge for the opponent, isn't it?
Well, yeah, and I think this. I don't fact check me on this, but I think this might be the last Olympic size sheet, and they're going to shrink it this summer. So there you go.
The game is so much different. Is that why more and more teams are wanting to do it?
Well, I think too. We're in the. I can't answer why all these teams do it, but you know, guys want to play in the National Hockey League, and you know, they want to play on rinks that are as close to that as probably possible. And I think that's where, you know, there's a lot of pressure with that this day and age. And I think that's part of it. And you know, and hey, Olympic ice was a big fad in the 80s and 90s. And it's like a lot of things are. And, you know, but again, I think now, you know, the game has changed and we want to be as consistent with our rules and with our dimensions as we possibly can.
I haven't dug into this at all. Have you heard any rumblings from Europe of maybe changing? Or are they always going to be Olympic size over there?
They got to be. I mean, it's just it's so expensive. I mean, it's expensive to shrink these things, boy. And you're losing, you know, what happens too is you shrink them, and then what do you do with all that space that, you know, 6-7 feet on each side right there from a, you know, from a vantage point with the fans right there? I mean, your sight lines and everything are a little different. So there's just a lot of things that play into it, Schultze, that I'm no engineer, but I mean, those are just normal things that, you know, that can be very difficult to think.